This is Ozarks at Large. Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics discusses a week's worth of news with us in about 5 minutes. John Brown University in Siloam Springs is requiring teachers and students to be tested for COVID-19 prior to the start of the semester. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The spring semester is already underway for graduate students, but officials have pushed back the start for undergraduate students to February 1st to allow time for people to be tested. The testing requirements is being implemented due to an increase in COVID-19 cases, as well as record hospitalizations at Northwest Arkansas hospitals. Steve Beers, Vice President for Student Development, Athletics, and Facility Services, says they did not require testing prior to the fall semester because the situation was different.
You could say there's an urgency in trying to address the situation Not that it wasn't urgent back in August, but with triple, quadruple the numbers, it's probably even more important now. So the landscape has changed, and not only the landscape of who's been infected and the experiences those people have had, but also the availability of the tests.
Beers says the availability of tests has opened up considerably, but JBU is allowing faculty, staff, and students to sign up for vaccination clinics on January 27th and 28th. Officials have secured 1,000 tests that will be administered for free on those days. All faculty, staff, students, graduate assistants, adjuncts who teach on campus, and vendor employees need to be tested. Beers estimates more than 1,800 members of the campus community will be tested, and he expects some tests will come back positive.
Because we're doing some significant testing, our numbers of infections are going to go up. They almost have to, right? But we believe that that's a good plan, because if we can catch those people and get them great medical attention and help them heal, and they're not on campus infecting others, that's a good plan.
Another benefit to catching positive cases before students arrive on campus is it gives them the opportunity to convalesce at home. For the week of January 9th through the 15th, JBU reported there were 3 active cases among employees and 6 employees were quarantined. For the spring semester, COVID-19 tests must be administered on or after January 25th. Negative tests need to be uploaded to JBU by 2 p.m. January 29th. While a PCR test is preferred because of its accuracy, rapid antigen tests will be accepted. Students who have tested positive in the last 90 days will not be required to be tested prior to arrival, but their results should be reported to JBU. People who do test positive during the week of January 25th should contact the coordinator of student COVID-19 care to discuss when they can return to campus. Beers says JBU officials made adjustments last year that will make it easier for students to transition to online learning if needed.
We embedded in every classroom the ability for any student, even the faculty staff, to remote in, lead class if they're faculty staff, or to remote in as an online student in a temporary, or for that matter, the remaining part of the semester. So in that context, if somebody tests positive or is having difficulty, they can work with their professor and go directly to an online format until they're released by the state.
JBU is also working on immunizing its staff who became eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine January 18th when the state moved to phase 1B of its vaccination plan. Beers says JBU has partnered with a local pharmacy and has a plan in place to vaccinate more than 300 people January 26th, provided they receive enough doses from the state. People who have been vaccinated are still required to be tested for COVID-19 and submit the results to JBU because a person can still become infected after a single dose of the vaccine. More information about COVID-19 testing and vaccination is available at jbu.edu/backtocampus. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.